Former NFL player Willie McGean is dead at NFL Network after assault charges. By Warner Todd Houston on March 31, 2023. Former New England Patriots defensive lineman Willie McGean has been let go by the NFL Network after his arrest for assault with a deadly weapon in West Hollywood. McGean was arrested in December after a video that showed him attacking a man in a West Hollywood restaurant went viral. The ex-NFL player turned himself into the police on December 19 and was booked into jail on one count of assault with a deadly weapon and one count of assault by means of force, according to Fox News. McGean apologized for the incident in what amounted to an admission of guilt. "First and foremost, I want to offer my deepest apology for my lapse in judgment and behavior on December 9 at a restaurant in West Hollywood," McGean wrote on Instagram. "To my family, community, friends, and youth I mentor. Please know I feel horrible for my actions and take full responsibility. To my colleagues at the NFL Network and those that I work closely with as an advisor to professional and community-based organizations, please know I am embarrassed and regret what occurred," he added. "Most of all, I am disappointed in myself, as I know this is an isolated incident and is not reflective of my faith, role as a father, life's body of work, or the role model I've worked hard to become. It is personally devastating that decades of community service, youth engagement, mentoring, and professional development would become an afterthought in a single moment that should never have happened," he said. "This incident has prompted me to deep self-reflection, mind, soul, and spirit," he concluded. "I know that violence is never the answer to such situations, no matter how intense the provocation. Rest assured, I will take whatever steps necessary to restore the public trust, mend damaged relationships, and ensure this never happens again." He was suspended immediately by the NFL Network, where he served as an analyst. But now, the network has fired him as he faces up to 8 years in jail if convicted of the attack. The ex-linebacker has been charged with assault before. He was one of a trio of USC students charged with sexual assault and false imprisonment from an alleged event occurring in 1990. A woman claimed she was molested in a room by three players, but the players said the woman went into the room voluntarily and participated in the sexual horseplay. All three players were eventually acquitted of the charges. McGean was selected out of USC by the New England Patriots at number 4 overall in the 1994 NFL Draft and spent his first 12 NFL seasons, 1994-2005, in Boston. He won 3 Super Bowls, 36, 38, 39, and was selected to the Pro Bowl twice, 1996, 2003, before spending his final 3 seasons with the Cleveland Browns, 2006-08. After he left the NFL in 2008, McGean has worked as a football analyst for outlets including the NFL Network, Fox Sports, and ESPN. He has also appeared in cameos in several TV shows, including SWAT, Arliss, and The Game, among several others. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.